let's bring in our first guest. I would say there she is, but you did not bring your crown this morning, Kaylin Mellum.
So sorry.
You left it at home.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
I guess I did. I don't know. I was getting ready and I was like, well, I guess it's just my voice. It's not my head or my.
it doesn't work with the headphones very well either.
Correct.
We have that
but no,
problem.
It's my mistake. I should have worn the sparkly hat.
Totally messing with it. We're not here about that. She has been in plenty of pageants and so on. We've talked to her previously. On some of those occasions, but now we're here to talk about a nonprofit organization that you're very proud of,
yes,
and that you'd like to explain to the community how they can be involved to help you help others. Is that a good way to put it?
Absolutely. Okay. In fact, the mission statement is all about using our voices and our talents and any type of theatrical skills we have with each other and also for each other. And it's called ACT. It stands for Advocating for Change Through Theater. It was founded in 2019, and since then I've reached out to a lot of community leaders and community members to collaborate on all of our skills and wisdom to try to brainstorm ways that we can take it to the next level as I represented at Miss Indiana this summer.
All right. And you do this through cabaret?
Cabarets are the... in my opinion, the best way to promote it and to actually get the end goal that I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So I invite friends who are dancers or singers or have a special monologue they want to share, anything that's theater related, and we put together a cabaret where the entry fee is either snacks for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Muncie or canned goods for Second Harvest, or sometimes it's collecting donations for Riley Children's Hospital. But this one that's coming up in about a month, exactly a month actually, is going to be a fun one. And I'm really trying to push the word out a little bit more this time around.
Tell us about it. Tell us the wheres, and whens, and all that.
It is Saturday, April 27th. It's on Ball State University's campus at Pruis Hall. And the start time is 7:30 p.m. All you have to do is bring a can of food, maybe like canned corn, canned beans, anything like that.
Non-perishable food
item. Or non-perishable foods, absolutely.
Yeah, got it.
By the end of the night, we're hoping that if every audience member brings at least one, then we'll have up to 200, 300 pounds of food to take to Second Harvest Food Bank located here in Muncie, Indiana.
Very nice.
Yeah.
How did you start getting involved with a charitable organization? Does that date back to one of your competitions?
It does. Yes. The coolest thing, in my opinion, about the Miss America opportunity is one of the 5 points of the crown, they say, is service. And that is the one that I am most appreciative of and I think has helped me the most as I step into different positions in my life. When we serve others, we are literally changing the world, and I love being able to do that through theater. So in 2019, I graduated high school that year. Shout out to Yorktown High School. I better shout out while I'm on air.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. I did my first pageant, and it was a really hard thing to navigate, but one thing that was required of all of the candidates
mm-hmm.
that day
yeah.
was to have a community service initiative or some type of community platform that you're representing. I wasn't sure what to do at the time, and it took me a few competitions to be like, okay, what do I actually want to talk about here? What actually touches my heart? What am I passionate about? Theater, all the way.
Okay.
And so it took a few local pageants to find my groove and really establish ACT. But since then, I've represented it at the state level and several local competitions, and it has eventually landed where it is now.
And you said just a moment ago, and I didn't mean to blast past that, you have decided to enter another pageant.
Yes. So I had the Miss Ball State University title this time a year ago, and it was so much fun to represent the Cardinals. So shout out to the Cardinals now.
Chirp, chirp.
And now I am the current Miss Southern Heartland. So I got that title back in September, and I've been all over the state of Indiana since then and really exploring the Southern Heartland. But with that local title comes Miss Indiana Prep and another visit to state this year at Miss Indiana at the end of June.
Nice. Outstanding.
Thank you.
You obviously really like these competitions.
I do.
That you get something from them.
Of course.
And one of the things, and it's a neat ancillary benefit, is the fact that you, I first met you when you were the lowly Delaware County Fair
queen.
Oh,
yes.
Sheesh. How long ago was that?
Almost 3 years ago.
Three years.
It was 2021. So like two and a half.
But I think that even then, And I remember that conversation to some degree because it was that's a long time for my gray hair. my dude brain asked Nancy. Anyway, I remember even then you were obviously 3 years younger. Mm-hmm. You're still a kid, but more of a kid then. You seemed like you really cared about community then. You seemed like you really cared about people, and then you've gotten into this and sort of fostered all of that and mm-hmm. and have grown it even more. That's really cool for you and for everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep being that way, would
thank
you?
Thank you. I think I realize every time that I think my love for theater is definitely from within, but when you work with teams, whether it's a drama club at a high school or such an incredible program like Muncie Civic Theater, you realize how much a group of people can do when they come together. And all of the things you can accomplish when you are all sharing one passion. And on top of that, it's so much fun. I love performing. I love inviting an audience in to share what I feel when I'm on a stage. So I think I try to, you know, serve the community in the most fun way possible.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If it all works together, then everybody wins.
Absolutely.
Kaylin Mellum. People are talking about the event coming up for ACT, Advocating for Change Through Theater, mm-hmm. and the April 27th event at Pruce Hall. We'll tell you some more about that when we get a little closer. Tickets, how do they get tickets in advance or at door?
You don't have to get them.
Oh, it's because of the food thing. Yeah, they just show up with a canned food item.
I try to make it as easy as possible. Okay. Of course, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, I don't have my ticket to remind me, but go ahead, put it in your calendars now. It's April 27th. 7:30, and then you just show up, someone will be there to greet you, and then there'll be a place to put your food, and we'll take care of all of it the end of the night or the following Monday to Second Harvest.
Excellent. Nice to see you again, Kaylin.
Nice.
Glad you're doing
you.
Well. More coming up this morning on Delaware County Today from WMUN.